我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
就我们再一次到你的面前来。
Lord, once again we come before you.
就我们认定我们一生都在你的手中。
Lord, we confess that our entire lives are in your hand.
就一切发生在我们的身上，你都知道。
Lord, you know everything that happens in our lives.
就愿与我们在你面前永远是一个受教的人。
May we be one who is always one who is teachable before you.
我们在你面前永远是能够柔软被你来转变。
And that we could be soft-hearted, that you could change us.
所以主啊，我们在这里再一同的俯伏在你面前。
So once again, Lord, we come and bow before you.
主啊，做工在我们身上。
That you could do your work in us.
使我们这个人能够真正的流露你的生命。
That we could be one who has your life manifested in us.
我们真的能够成为你的见证。
And that we can be your testimony.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 好，我们先来再来读这一段的圣经哈，彼得后书一章五到八节。
Let's read the same scripture again, 2 Peter 1, verses 5 to 8.
彼得后书第一章，这个第五到第八节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8.
正因着缘故，你们要分外殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行。有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上前进；有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒，不解脖子。
But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我要继续的来交通这个如何能够得到主的那种的爱。
Today I want to continue sharing on how we can gain the love of the Lord.
我们刚信主的时候，真的信主，我们应该已经开始有这种爱。
When we are truly born again, we should start to experience this love.
因为这个爱是主的性情。
Because this love is the Lord's character.
我们有他的生命，就有这个性情。
If we have his love, if we have his life, then we have this character.
但是日子久了，我们慢慢复杂了。
Over time, we become more complicated.
或者各种的原因，这个爱从我们身上失去。
Or for a variety of reasons, we begin to lose this love.
我们感谢主，在主的话里面给我们看到有恢复的路。
We thank the Lord that in His Word He shows us a way to restore this love.
但是我们要真正恢复这个爱，我们还有一些其他的事，我们需要先来恢复。
But in order to restore this love, there are other matters we must first restore.
这给我们看到我们失落的非常的严重。
And this shows us that we have fallen very far.
我们只要爱，我们想只恢复这个爱。
We want to, this love, we only want to restore this love.
我们没想到我们所失落的太多。
We did not imagine that we have fallen from so many things.
所以求主帮助我们在这条恢复主爱的路上我们许多的事情都恢复。
So may the Lord help us on this path to restore this love that our other characteristics will also be restored.
我们交通过，我们需要恢复清洁的心、无愧的良心和无畏的信心。
We have shared that we need to also restore a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
我们也讲到我们要恢复那个美德、那个德行。
And we have also shared that we need to restore these virtues.
这个是主生命的性情。
Because this is the life of the Lord.
我们就亲近主，顺从圣灵，不顺从肉体，我们能够经历到。
Only when we draw near to the Lord, and we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and not the flesh, can we obtain this?
我们已经太长的时间，我们就是顺从肉体。
We have spent too much time only following the flesh.
顺从肉体不需要力气的。
Following the flesh does not require any strength.
因为这是对我们一个堕落的人是很自然的事情。
Because this is very natural because we are a fallen man.
求主给我们能够因有他的生命，他的美德在我们身上能够恢复。
May we, because we have the life of the Lord, may His virtues be restored in us.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到，我们需要恢复知识。
And last time I shared with brothers and sisters that we need to restore our knowledge.
因为彼得说，有了信心，要加上德行，又要加上知识。
Because Peter says that if we have faith, we need to add to our faith virtue and add to our virtue knowledge.
这个知识是真知识。
This knowledge is true.
是认识神的知识。
It is the knowledge of our Lord.
认识神作为的知识。
It is the knowledge of the things of our Lord.
我上次交通了几点。
Last time I shared a few points.
第一个，敬畏神。
The first is that we need to fear the Lord.
我们永远要记得，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
We need to remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding.
这个敬畏不是惧怕神，不是怕神的惩罚。
This fear is not being afraid of the Lord or afraid of the punishment of the Lord.
我们不是因为他不这样做有那个结果，所以我敬畏他。
We do not fear the Lord because we are afraid of the consequences.
因为怕这个结果，所以我听他的话。
Because I'm afraid of the consequences, so I obey His word.
敬畏神是我甘心乐意来听他的话。
But fearing the Lord is I willingly obey His word.
我非常的小心，我愿意照他的话而行。
And very carefully we obey His word.
我把神当神。
And we treat the Lord as our Lord.
我们不是无所谓。
And we do not have a careless attitude.
无所谓的态度是最轻微的一个，我觉得是轻微的态度，说我不怕神。
Having a careless attitude makes us not be afraid of the Lord.
严重的，跟着神对着干。
And if it's very severe, then we are against the Lord.
所以如果我们有一个态度是无所谓的，我们已经开始表现一个事情，我不怕神。
So if we have a careless attitude to the Lord, we are already showing that we do not fear the Lord.
所以求主给我们敬畏他。
So may we fear the Lord.
把神当神。
And treat the Lord as Lord.
第二个，我们提到要讨神的喜悦。
Second point is that we need to please the Lord.
我们里面有个心态，我怕神不喜欢。
In our heart, do we have a desire that I am afraid that I'm not pleasing to the Lord?
我们愿意来明白他的心意，以致我们能够照他的心意行。
We want to know His will so that we can act according to His will.
因为我们如果能够照他的心意行，他的心就喜悦。
Because if we can live according to His will, then the heart of the Lord is pleased.
圣经里面提过如何使神的心喜悦。
The Bible mentions that how can we please the Lord?
他说你要敬畏神。
It says we need to fear the Lord.
你要把自己奉献给神。
We need to consecrate ourselves to
the Lord. 你要顺服神。
We must submit to the Lord.
你不要顺从肉体，要顺从神。
We do not follow the flesh, but we follow the Holy Spirit.
求主给我们好好操练这些事情。
May we exercise seriously in these matters.
这些事也是我们一生都要操练。
And these things are things we have to exercise our entire life.
使我们能够讨他的喜悦。
That we could be pleasing to him.
第三个，我们必须要有他的生命。
Third point is we must have the life of Christ.
一个没有神生命的人，对神还是有限的认识。
If we do not have the life of Christ, we should only have a limited understanding of
God. 我们从大自然一些非常宏伟的创造的里面，我们认识到真的有位创造者。
From nature, we see all of these creations. We know that there is a God.
我们从我们人生的经历里面，也能够看到、经历到人生是有限的。
And in our own experiences, we can see that human understanding is very limited.
所以，一个没有主生命的人都能够认识到这些点。
So even those without the life of Christ can understand these points.
但是一个没有神生命的人要认识到神是谁，神做事的目的是什么，就不可了。
But one who does not have the life of the Lord cannot know who the Lord is or the purpose behind why the Lord.
所以主的话说, 一个属血气的人, 一个没有主生命的人, 不明白主的事情。
So the word of the Lord says that a natural man cannot understand the things of the Lord.
所以我们真的需要有主的生命在我们里面。
So we need to have the life of Christ inside of us.
才有可能认识我们的主。
Only then can we know our Lord.
我们记得神造人的时候要人吃生命树的果子，不要吃知识分辨树的果子。
We know that when God created man, He wanted man to eat of the tree of life and not of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神要人靠着的生命而得知识。
God wanted man to live according to Him to gain knowledge.
神不要人独立的去离开他独立的去得知识。
God did not want man apart from God to gain understanding.
所以我们不只信主, 我们要主的生命在我们里面真的能够成长。
So not only do we believe in the Lord, but we need the life of Christ inside of us to grow.
使这个生命在我们里面越来越丰富。
That this life would be more and more bountiful and
使我们更认识他。
That we can know Him more.
第四个点,
the fourth point.
我们谈到我们要有悟性, 这个悟性也要更新。
We mentioned that we need an understanding and we need to renew our understanding.
一个人重生了之后, 思想很多时候还是不信主以前的思想。
After one is born again, many times our mind is still the same as before we were believed.
这是很难来明白神的事情。
And it's very difficult to understand the things of the Lord.
也很难来认识我们的神。
And it's very hard to know our Lord.
所以我们求主开我们的窍。 我们属灵的窍有个开始能够来明白神跟他的事。
So may the Lord open our spiritual understanding that we can understand His thing.
我们要来真认识他，我们这个目子开了，我们不断的更新。
And not only do we have opened our understanding, but we renew our understanding.
我们越更新，我们对他的心意就能够越过，越能够明白。
And the more we renew our understanding, the more we will understand.
这是在我们心思里面的一个转变。
This is a change inside of our mind.
第五个, 我们需要有启示。
At this point, we must have revelation.
启示是我们里面的眼睛被打开了。
Revelation is that our inward eyes have been opened.
我们真的看见他要我们看见。
And we see the things that the Lord wants us to see.
我们可以做很多的研究，整天都在查圣经。 但是我们不明白。
We can spend many times researching and studying the Bible, but we will not be able to understand.
我们只是在字句上面, the letter, the words, 我们在里面在转, 我们没有真的认识他。
We can understand the words or the letters, but we cannot truly know the Lord.
我们求主给我们归回单纯。
And so we ask the Lord that we return to simplicity.
使我们的眼睛真的能够打开。
That our eyes could truly be opened.
给我们能够真的从主能够接受的。
That we can truly accept it from the Lord.
如果我们今天接受的都是从人来的，都是听来的， 这是二手货。
If everything we know is what we've heard or what others have said, this is secondhand experience.
我们需要有第一手的看见，这叫做我第一手的。
We need to have a first-hand experience where we see it first-hand.
所以你看使徒们在交通的时候，他都说我亲眼看见，我亲耳听见，我亲手摸过。So
we see when the disciples share with us, they say, what I have seen, what I have heard, what I have touched.
这是我们第一手的经历。
And this is a first-hand experience.
这使我们对神有真的知识。
And this will allow us to have real understanding.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要有启示。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have revelation.
我年轻的时候觉得这启示这个字太大了。
When I was young, I thought this word revelation is too
我哪可能听得懂这个东西？
How could I understand what this matters?
我以为听不懂是正常的。
I thought it was normal to not understand it.
这是不正常。
But this is not normal.
这是因为我们心没有归回单纯。
It is because our heart has not returned to
Him. 因为神是乐意启示他自己给我们。
Because the Lord is willing to reveal Himself to us.
但是我们都是听来的。
But everything is what we've heard.
而不是我们亲自跟他遇见。
And not what we have seen personally.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道 在圣经里面给我们看到，我们要有，我们讲到信心，我们必须经历信靠他，他如何带我们走过，这是第一手的经历。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about faith, we must see that the word is, the Lord is working in us and that he reveals himself to us.
我们如果有这一第一手经历，信心上第一手经历他，我们来到他面前就自己有动力。
Only if we have this first-hand experience of the Lord, then we will have motivation to come before the
Lord. 因为我已经经历过我所信的主。
Because I have experienced this Lord.
我不需要外面的环境给我动力。
I don't need outside, environment to give me motivation.
我不需要别人推我一把我才有动力。
I don't need others to push me to give me a motivation.
我自己里面就有动力要来认识他，要来跟从他。
But inside of me, there is motivation pursue after him and know him more.
如果我们亲眼看见他的启示，
if we have seen the revelation of the Lord with our own eyes,
同样的这个动力在我们里面发生，
then this our inside of us will be motivated.
我们有个动力，我要跟着他走，
and we'll be motivated to follow after the Lord.
第一手的经历非常的重要，
having a first-hand experience is very important.
彼得在这里讲到我们要有那真爱，第一个就讲信心。
Peter here mentions that in order to have this true love, the first thing is we must have faith.
因为我们有了第一手经历它，这个信心是 work 的，我们就有动力继续走下去。
Because if we have a first-hand experience that this faith works, then we will have the strength and motivation to continue on.
我们真的看见，就不会跟着随便跟着人走。
And if we truly see, then we will not carelessly follow others.
我们不会跟着一个瞎子走。
We will not follow someone who is blind.
因为我已经看到是瞎子。
Because I can already see that he is blind.
我也不会跟着道理走。
And I will not follow just doctrine.
因为我们知道这个只是一篇的道理。
Because we know that this is just doctrine.
所以我们求主给我们有个祷告。
So we ask that the Lord give us a prayer.
求主将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，使我们真知道他。
That the Lord gave us a spirit of understanding and revelation that we can really know him.
整个的知识的里面就是主向我开启。
And that our knowledge will be the Lord revealing it to us.
这个是真知识。
And this is true understanding.
彼得继续说，有了信心，有加上德行，加上知识，还要加上节制。
And Peter mentioned that we must add to our faith virtue and add to our virtues,
knowledge.
Add to our virtue knowledge and add to our knowledge self-control.
我们今天，我愿意在这里交通节制。
And so today I want to share our self-control.
我在讲交通美德的时候已经提过节制。
When I talked about virtue, I already mentioned self-control.
因为在主的美德里面是有节制。
Because in the Lord's virtue, there is self-control.
在圣灵的果子里面有一个表现是节制。
Because one of the characteristics of virtue is self-control.
所以我在主面前思想，我这个节制是什么意思？
So when I meditate before the Lord, what does this self-control mean?
这个节制跟知识有关的。
This self-control has to do with knowledge.
因为有了知识，要加上节制。
Because we must add to our knowledge self-control.
彼得说，你有了知识，你必须要有节制。
And Peter says that if you have knowledge, you must have self-control.
我们先来看一些圣经节，好吗？
Let us read some Bible passages.
我们翻到哥林多前书第八章第一节。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1.
我们只看下面那句话。
We will only read the latter portion.
但知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心人造就人。
We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
还是在哥林多前书第四章第六节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故，那这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可以过于圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。
Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other.
还是第四章第十九节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 19.
然而主若许我，我必快到你们那里去，并且我所要知道的，不是那些至高至大之人的言语，乃是他们的全能。
But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and I will know, not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power.
我们再读一节，在提摩太前书第六章第四节。
We'll read one more passage in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 4.
提摩太前书六章四节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 4.
他是至高至大，一无所知，专好问那争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄议。
He is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions.
我们先读到这里。
We'll read this much for now.
有了知识，要注意。
We must know that when we have knowledge, it can bring a big problem.
这个就是知识叫人至高至大。
It is that knowledge will puff us up and make us boastful.
地上的知识是如此，属灵的知识也是如此。
The knowledge of the world is like this, and the knowledge of the Lord is also like this.
一个小孩子慢慢长大，他五六岁，他开始知道一些事情。
When a child starts to grow up, when they're 5 or 6, they begin to understand something.
他们一直会觉得父母不懂，他们最懂。
And they think, oh, my parents don't understand. I know the best.
但是我们知道，在他的长大的那个能够理解的里面，他的确懂得不少。
But we must know that in what he understands, indeed, he knows a lot.
但是他真的知道吗？他不知道。
But does he truly understand? No, he does not.
对属灵的事情也是一样。
And for spiritual matters, it is the same way.
一个人有了知识，有点悟性，很容易骄傲。
One who has a little bit of knowledge is very easy to become proud.
就认为我懂。
Because they think I know it.
我们过去有个年轻人。
There was once a young person in the past.
他信了主。
He believed in the Lord.
对主也有心追求。
And he had a heart to pursue after the Lord.
我们读了一些尼弟兄的书，
and we read some of Brother Washman's books.
他把差不多尼弟兄的书都读过了，
and he read almost all of them.
差不多两年的时间，
after about 2 years' time,
他来跟我有点交通，
he had some fellowship with me.
他跟我说，你们都错了，
and he said, all of you are wrong.
你们都不属灵，
none of you are spiritual.
我问他，你觉得你很属灵吗？
and I asked him, do you think you are very spiritual?
他说是，
and he said, yes.
这个我就问他，如果你跟江弟兄比，你觉得你有比他属灵吗？
And I asked him, compare yourself to Brother Kong. Do you think you are more spiritual than him?
他说我不是很认识江弟兄，所以我现在不知道。
And he said, I do not really know Brother Kong, so at this moment I do not know.
他觉得他真的很好。
And he really thought that he was very spiritual.
后来这个年轻人回国了。
And eventually this young person returned back to China.
我们很多时候我们不认识我们自己。
Many times we do not know ourselves.
我们有点胃口追求属灵的事，那是很不错的。
We have some appetite to pursue after the Lord, and this is indeed good.
但是因为我们生命跟不上，我们眼光很浅，我们觉得我们就不错了。
But because our light cannot catch up, then our eyesight is very shallow, and we think we are pretty good.
我们有时候可能也经历过，我们今天早上读圣经祷告，跟主很亲。
And maybe we have experience where this morning I pray and I read His word, and I'm very close to the
Lord. 我们跟主好像还蛮近的。
And I feel that I'm very close to the Lord right now.
我们又觉得自己不错。
And so we think we are pretty good.
我记得我过去有这种经历。
I remember in the past I had these experiences.
哎呀，读圣经祷告，跟主非常的经历，非常的好。
Then I read His word and I prayed, and I was very close to the Lord. It was very good.
带了圣经出来，遇到太太跟我讲了一句话。
But after I closed the Bible and I look up and I have a word with my wife.
这句话一刺激我，立刻生气了。
But once this word from my wife provoked me, then I became angry right away.
我就想，刚刚不是很好的吗？
And I thought, wasn't just a few moments ago, it was very good?
没有五分钟啊，整个人就在变了。
In less than 5 minutes, my whole person had changed.
我有时候在想，刚刚那个是假的吗？
And I thought, was what I had experienced before fake?
主给我们尝到跟主不错的交通。
The Lord allows us to experience good fellowship with
him. 但是那只是一点点的起步。
But that is just a small starting point.
我们还不知道什么叫做跟主的亲近。
We still do not know what it means to draw near to the Lord.
所以保罗说哈，他如果以为他知道了，其实他是一无所知。
But Paul says here that if someone thinks they understand, but indeed they don't.
有了知识，最大的问题就是自高自大。
And having the biggest problem with having knowledge is that you will be puffed up.
一个人认为我对主真的不怎么认识，他蛮谦卑的。
One who does not think they know the Lord or are close to the Lord, they will be very humble.
但是当他认为我知道，很多话他都不听不进去。
But once they assume they know, many words they will not be able to accept.
自高自大，最少在下我要交通三个难处。
And being puffed up brings at least 3 problems that I will bring up.
第一个，贵重这个，轻看那个。
It is that you regard one person, you look down at the other.
这个所谓贵重一个，就会带下轻看另外一个。
It is if you regard one person highly, then you will look down at others.
轻看是一个态度，所以我们会批评人。
And looking down at others is an attitude where we'll criticize others.
我们也会分门结党的行为出来。
And then we will have some division and judge others.
虽然有知识，但是我们全部的都是肉体的表现。
That although we do have knowledge, all of our actions are from the flesh.
我记得有一个关于陈锡珍弟兄的事。
I remember a matter concerning our brother Christian Chen.
与他很靠近的弟兄们说，陈弟兄特别爱那些对主有心的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers who are close to him said that our brother Christian Chen loves.The brothers and sisters who love the Lord more.
他常常在年轻人当中服侍。
And he often served among the youth.
他在暗中观察，在这些参加的年轻人弟兄姊妹里面，有没有人对主有一颗要主、追求主的心。
And he would observe among these young brothers and sisters, were there any who loved the Lord and had heart for the Lord?
他如果找到他会倾全力去栽培他们。
And if he found such brothers and sisters, he will use his strength to edify them.
有人说他偏心。
And some said that he was being partial.
但是我不是这样想。
But I do not feel this way.
为着神的家，他要为着神家预备材料。
Because of the For the house of the Lord, he needs to prepare materials.
如果神延后回来，神的见证要继续，必须有借棒的人。
If the Lord will delay his return, and to maintain the testimony of the house of the Lord, there must be those that can carry the baton.
这不是贵重这个，轻看那个。
This is not regarding someone highly and looking down at
someone else. 我们只是为主在寻找合适的材料。
But for the Lord, we are looking for the right material.
而不是轻看别人。
And it is not to look down at others.
约翰在他晚年的时候，他写了约翰二书。
In John's latter years, he wrote 2 John.
上面写说，小字说是给教会。
And in the small text, it says it was written to the church.
他那里说，他说，我见你的儿女有照着我们从父所受的命令。遵行真理，我就甚欢喜。
And he says, I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth as we have received from the Father.
约翰在写第三书写给该犹。
And John wrote 3 John to Gaius.
他说，我听见我的儿女按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大。
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
你发现在约翰老年的时候，他所要看的乃是那些对主爱主的弟兄姊妹。
We find that in John on latter years, he put focus on those who love the Lord.
他真的看到那些爱主的人，他心中就喜乐。
And when he saw those that truly love the Lord, in his heart, he was filled with joy.
我们并不是轻看那些不爱主的人。
It is not looking down at those who do not love the Lord.
我们为着那个对主不爱主无所谓的，我们真的心中难过。
But that in our heart we are sorrowful for those who do not love the Lord or careless to the Lord.
但是为着主的见证，我们在找那些爱主的。
But for the testimony of the Lord, we are looking for those who truly love the Lord.
圣经里面的话基本上都是对着爱主的人说的。
The words in the Bible are basically spoken to those who love the Lord.
你记得这个保罗在罗马书讲过，他说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Paul wrote in Romans that all things work together for good to those who love God.
不是对所有人都是益处，乃是对爱神的人是益处。
It is not for all everyone, but for those who love God.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们爱主，我们使待我们的人心中喜乐。
So if we love the Lord, then we are joyful for those who also love the Lord.
当然这个爱主不是做出来。
Of course, this loving does not just mean we act it out.
只是外表要讨他们的欢心。
That we have an outward appearance to please others.
这是真实的，我从里面散发出来的，我爱我的主，那就是待我的人。
But this is true love that from inside we love the Lord and we want to please Him, and this will be pleasing to those who lead us.
对待我们的人，他们会尽他的心思来栽培我们。
And those who lead us will put in their best effort to edify us.
这也是圣经里面说，凡有的，还要加给他。
And according to the Bible, it says those who have more will be given.
只要你真的已经开始走上爱主的路，主要一直加给你。
If you truly have begun to walk on the path of loving the Lord will continue to add more to you.
我们发现主耶稣在地上特别常常带着三个门徒。
We find that when our Lord was on the earth, he frequently walked with three disciples.
彼得、约翰、雅各。
Peter, James, and John.
我们要问主这里偏心吗？
We need to ask, is the Lord being partial here?
主在这里结党吗？
Is the Lord picking favorites?
主在这里是贵重这个，轻看那个。
Is the Lord looking at some more highly than and looking down at others?
我们的主对这三个弟兄有特别的托付。
But the Lord had a special entrustment to these three brothers.
我们知道彼得是一切这个真理上他都开门的人。
We know that Peter was one who opened the door.To the truth.
约翰是做恢复的工作。
And John is one who does the work of restoration.
所以约翰一定要留到最晚一个离开人世。
So John was the last, had to be the last one to leave this world.
因为我们的主已经看见这些一定会都远离了这个真理。
Because the Lord saw that over time we would leave the truth.
就留了一个人来恢复这些真理。
So the Lord kept one person to restore the truth.
我们也看到约翰的哥哥雅各是第一个寻道的。
And we see that John's older brother James was the first one to be martyred.
我们今天乃是这为了主能够找寻合适的器皿。
That for the Lord's sake we find vessels that are acceptable for the Lord.
但是有我们不小心，我们以为我们有知识了。我们就贵重这个，轻看那个。
But without knowing, carelessly we start regarding someone more highly and looking down at someone else.
我们认为我们有知识，我们轻看那没有知识的人。
And because we have knowledge, we look down at those who do not have it.
我们可以不知道怎么样去帮助那些没有知识的人。
Maybe perhaps we do not know how to help those who do not have this.
或者我们不知道怎么去帮助那些爱世界或者无所谓的弟兄姊妹。
Maybe we don't know how to help those who love the world or have a careless attitude.
我们可能不知道怎么跟他们接触。
And perhaps we do not know how to associate with them.
但绝对不能够轻看他们。
But we cannot look down at them.
所以我们今天这个求主在这至高至大的事上，如果我们有这个表现的话， 求主给我们能够回转。
So we ask the Lord that if we have this attitude of being puffed up and boastful, that the Lord can turn us away from.
至高至大带下第二个问题就是嫉妒纷争。
Being puffed up and prideful brings the second problem, that is envy and strife.
因为我们就想我最知道。
Because we think I know the best.
我不想有人比我更知道。
I don't want someone to know more than me.
你知道的我也要知道。
Whatever you know, I also want to know.
我要比谁都 super, 我都要比谁都好。
I must be better than everyone else.
悟性哈是能够帮助我们多认识主讲的话。
Understanding will help us better understand the word of the Lord.
但是如果我们肉体对付的少。
But if we have not enough dealing in our flesh,
我们就会彼此忍受不了对方。
We will not be able to, associate with others.
我可能两个都对，但是这个我们总想觉得我们知道的比较多。
Perhaps we are both correct, but we always want the feeling that I know more.
我们希望被尊重。
And we want others to respect us.
我们最不想人家另外一个人被尊重过于我。
And we cannot bear it when someone else is respected more than us.
我们又产生了嫉妒。
And so we become envious.
嫉妒乃是我们为着贪图外貌。
And we become envious because we want to have the outward.
我们希望人的称赞。
We want man's praise.
我们希望我们成为一个比较有名的人。
And we want to be someone who is more famous.
其实我们最想要人家告诉我，你蛮爱主。
And true, indeed, what we want is that others will tell us, oh, you really love the Lord.
所以当别人讲别人爱主的时候，我们受不了。
So when they tell others, no, they really love the Lord, we cannot bear it.
嫉妒带下的就是纷争与毁谤。
And what envy brings is strife and reviling.
弟兄姊妹，我们要的是主的称赞。
What we want is the Lord's praises.
我们在神的家中带下那一份功用。
And in the house of the Lord, we can bring this use.
如果我们带不出功用，有人称赞有用。
If we cannot bring the praise of the Lord, does man's praise matter?
或者说，我也不要人的称赞，我只要神的称赞。但是如果没有代价功用，那我还是在骗我自己的。
And if we say, I do not want man's praise, I only want the Lord's praise, but if we are not being used by the Lord, then we are only fooling ourselves.
第三个事情，关于至高至大，就是能说不能行。
And the third issue with being puffed up is we can say it, but we can't act it out.
因为他有悟性，所以他能够讲的东西蛮有条理的，头头是道。
And because they have understanding, they can speak about some matters very clearly.
但是到要他行的时候，他行不出来。
But when you ask this person to live it out, they cannot.
或者他在行的时候非常的软弱。
Or when they try to live it out, they are very weak.
所以保罗说哈，那些能够讲的人，我不在乎他们的言语，我在乎他们的权能。
And so Paul says that I do not pay attention to the word of those who are puffed up, but to the power.
我们如果交通的话只是讲讲的，没有从天上来的能力，没用的。
If in our fellowship we are just speaking, but there is no power from the Lord, this has no use.
所以当百姓在听耶稣讲话，他说耶稣讲话跟法利赛人文士不同，因为耶稣讲话是带着权柄。
So when the multitude heard Jesus speak, they said, Jesus speaks different from the Pharisees because Jesus spoke with authority.
什么叫做带着权柄？
What does it mean to speak with authority?
是因为有地位带下这个权柄。
Is it because you have a position so you speak with authority?
这个权柄乃是因为我知道我在说什么。
But this authority comes because I know what I am speaking.
我所说的我经历过。
That what I am speaking about, I have experienced.
如果我所说的我没经历过的，那只是一篇的道理。
If what I'm speaking about I have not experienced, then this is just a doctrine.
所以法利赛人文士他们讲的话可能很多都是对的。
So the words the Pharisees spoke, indeed many are correct.
但是他们是一批能说不能行的人。
But they are those who can say it, but they can't act it out.
所以我们要很注意，当我们交通一些话，我们要经历过走过这些话。
So we need to be very careful that when we share words, that we have experienced these words and we have walked them.
我们就不会把我们一知道我们就讲出去。
And so we won't, once we know it, we share it right away.
因为人给人一问，你才知道原来我都不懂。
Because once someone asks you, you find that you don't really understand it.
只有头脑的知识没办法服侍。
Having only head knowledge, you cannot serve others.
甚至有个危险，把人带到错误的路上。
And there is also a danger that you bring others in the wrong path.
就算我们的知识是真知识，我们真的是听的最好的知识，但是我们如果骄傲的话，也不能服侍。
Even if our understanding is true understanding, if we become boastful, we cannot serve others.
因为神说他阻挡骄傲的人。
Because God says that he rejects the proud.
So 我们我就提了三件事情。
So I only mentioned three things.
这个至高之大带下贵重这个轻看那个。
Being puffed up makes you regard one person and look down at the other.
至高之大使我嫉妒带下纷争诽谤。
Being puffed up makes us envious, what brings strife and reviling.
至高之大使我只有能说不能行。
Being puffed up makes us only say things, but we can't live it out.
这个至高之大因为我得到一些知识。
We are puffed up because we have gained some.
所以我们看到知识的确要我们有节制的。
So we see that knowledge, we must have self-control as well.
我们不节制我们就爱说我们就知道知道。
And if we just have knowledge and we like to speak about it, then we will become puffed up.
这个至高至大会带下教会许多的难处。
And this being puffed up will bring many difficulties to the church.
我们现在要从保罗身上来看，因为保罗是一个有真知识也有大启示的人。
So now let us look at the life of Paul, because Paul is someone who has true understanding and true revelation.
我们要看看他是怎么样学习的。
And we need to see how Paul practices this.
我们来看一些圣经节。
Let us look at a passage in the scripture.
我们只看一段哈，哥林多后书第十二章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章，我们从第一节读到第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1 to verse 7.
我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的显现和启示。我认得一个在基督里的人，他前14年被提到第三层天上去。或者在身内我不知道，或者在身外我也不知道。我只有神知道。我认得这个人，我在身内我在身外我都不知道，只有神知道。他被提到乐园里，听见隐秘的言语，是人不可说的。为这人我要夸口，但是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。我就是愿意夸口，也不算狂，因为我必说实话，只是我禁止不说，恐怕有人把我看高了，过于是他在我身上所看见所听见，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于之高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I do not know, God knows.How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations.A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure.
保罗得到这三层天的启示。
Paul gained the revelation of the third heaven.
他甚至去过三层天。
And he even went to third heaven.
他十四年后才交通见证这件事情。
But he only testified of this 14 years later.
他在哪里还听到隐秘的言语。
And when he was there, he heard inexpressible words.
14年后他说我是被逼着才讲出来。
But Paul said 14 years later, he was forced to share this experience.
如果是我去过三层天。
If it were me and I went to third heaven,
我赶快就告诉人。
I would tell people right away.
我连一刻时间都等不了。
I could not even wait a moment.
想一想我去过三层天呢。
Just think that I visited third heaven.
听过隐秘的话。
And I heard inexpressible words.
我第一层天也没去太多耶。
I haven't even been to first heaven that many.
我记得我第一次坐飞机啊回来我讲不完的话。
I remember the first time I went on an airplane. I couldn't stop talking about it.
太兴奋了。
Because I was too excited.
这个你想啊我第二层天也没去过。
Think about it, I haven't even been to second heaven.
我现在去了第三层天。
If I were to have gone to third heaven.
我就想今天啊你特别是年轻人。
And I think today, especially for the young
brothers. 你去了三层天你还等吗
?If you went and visited third heaven, would you wait?
下一秒钟在朋友圈里面充满了图片啊三层天的图片什么都发出来了吧。
You would immediately share with all social media all the pictures of third heaven.
那可能一千人在站呢，对吧？
And then thousands of people would give you a light.
我们忍不住了，今天在这个 social media 哈，我们忍不住，赶快要告诉人。
And in today's age, we cannot bear. We have to share it with others.
我们就觉得保罗啊，你能够忍十四年。
And so we say, Paul, how could you bear 14 years?
你这保罗怎么说？他说我如果说我一定说实话。
And what does Paul say? Paul says if I say it, I speak the truth.
但是我禁止我自己不说。
But I refrain from myself from saying it.
免得别人把我看高。
Lest others see me too highly.
真的把他看神了。
That they might think Paul is a
God. 你知道今天很多教会真的带领的人很有恩赐。真的有主的话传递。
And we see that those, brothers leading the church, truly they do have some gifts from God.
弟兄姊妹真的把他当神。
And other brothers and sisters treat that brother as a God.
所以保罗说哈，如果要我真的说，我一定说实话。
And so Paul said, if you force me to say it, I speak the truth.
但是我禁止自己不说，就怕人家把我看过高。
But Paul says, I refrain from speaking it, lest others see me too highly.
因为我也只不过是一个人。
Because I am but a man.
我也是一个堕落的人，蒙拯救的人。
And I am just a fallen man, a sinner saved by grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到他有真知识，他有真大启示。
And we see Paul has true understanding and a great revelation.
你看到他的节制。
But we also see his self-control.
对他来讲，如果要交通这些话，乃是为着神家的缘故。
For Paul to share these words, the only purpose is for the house of the Lord.
他交通这些话，乃是为着达到神的目的。
And he shares these words to accomplish the goal of the Lord.
他交通这些话，不是为着个人的利益。
He shared these words not for his own benefit.
不是为着能够高举他自己。
Not to lift himself up.
所以他能够禁止不说。
So that is why he was able to refrain from speaking.
他能够等到圣灵要他说的时候才说。
He was able to wait until the Spirit prompted him to say it.
可能他一辈子都不会说。
Perhaps for his whole life, he would not have shared this.
地上都没有人知道他有这样的经历与这样的看见。
And then no one in this world would know that Paul had this experience.
我们知道圣经里面最高的启示是以弗所书跟哥罗西书。
We know that in the Bible, the greatest revelation is in Ephesians and Colossians.
我这次去查了一下，他那时候已经被抓到罗马，已经到罗马去。
And I did some research, and at that time, Paul was already taken captive by the Romans.
我们知道他是被软禁了，他租一个房子，他有limited 的自由，他是算是 house arrest。他是被软禁在那。
And we know that at that time, Paul was under house arrest and he had limited freedom.
他在那个时候他写了以弗所书哥罗西书。
And at that time, he wrote the book of Ephesians and Colossians.
我有时候想我算算那些时间如果他那时候在三层天得到的启示 他到这个时候才写，差不多有二十年的时间。
And I did some math, and I found that from when Paul visited third heaven to when he wrote the book of Colossians and Ephesians, it was about 20 years.
直到这个时候，他把这些启示写出来。
And only till now that he wrote the revelation he received.
我自己在想啊，可能那时候圣灵感动他写。
And I think perhaps the Holy Spirit prompted him at that time to write these books.
也有可能他说，我人生可能走到最后，我要把主这些话为着教会能够有路往前走，我要把主这些话写出来。
Or perhaps Paul knew that he was reaching the end of his life, and he knew that in order for the church to move forward, I need to write down these revelations.
我真的觉得他真能够忍。
I see that Paul had great self-control.
说弟兄姊妹，有真知识不是让我们 boasted， 不是让我们就是炫耀我们有这些知识。
And so when we have true understanding, we're not to be boastful or proclaim the knowledge that we have received.
乃是我们要更谦卑的来到主面前，求主用他所启示我们。
But we need to humbly come before the Lord that the Lord can use what he has revealed to us.
我们发现对保罗来说，他也会骄傲的。
We see from what Paul said that Paul can be boastful as well.
他说有一根刺在我身上。
But Paul says there's a thorn in his side.
免得我看自己也看得过高。
Lest I see myself and be exalted above measure.
这根刺是他一辈子都在他身上。
And this thorn was with him his whole life.
因为我们这个堕落的人太容易骄傲。
Because as a fallen man, it is too easy to become boastful.
他很想这根刺拿走。
Paul really wanted for the thorn to be removed.
保罗说我三次的祷告。
And Paul said, I prayed to the Lord three times.
主只一个去回答说我的恩典够你用。
But the Lord responded, my grace is sufficient for you.
你知道我们有的软弱，他这里讲撒旦的差役架在我身上。
Some of our weakness, as it says here, is the messenger of Satan.
你知道我们身上就有一些的软弱。
And so we know in our bodies there is a weakness.
我们真想它挪开。
And we want it to be removed.
因为这个软弱常常让我们会说哎呀，我们这个做了负面的见证。
And we think that because of this weakness, we cannot, we have a
negative testimony. 所以今天对保罗来说，我真想除 remove this， 除去这个。
And so for Paul, he really wanted to remove this.
使我能够真的有更有能力的见证我的主。
That I can have even more strength to testify of the Lord.
但主认识人心。
But the Lord knows the heart of man.
如果这些软弱都拿走
，and all of these weaknesses were removed，
你知道你有多骄傲。
Do you know how boastful you have become?
你好像觉得我的罪根都被拔掉。
As if sin was completely removed from
me. The root of the sin.
The root of the sin was removed.
所以我不会再犯罪。
I will no longer sin.
所以我们今天我们要知道，说主说我不拿走。
So we must understand this. So the Lord says, I will not remove this.
你要一直的依靠我。
But you must constantly rely on
me. 你要一直的与我亲近。
You must draw nearer to me.
你要住在我的里面。
You must abide in me.
我的恩典要够你用。
And grace is sufficient for you.
这根刺一辈子都不挪开。
And this thorn will never be removed from your flesh.
我们太容易骄傲。
Because it is too easy for us to become proud.
所以主在这里也帮助我们如何去节制。
So here the Lord also shows us how to have self-control.
所以有了真知识，有了真的启示。
So after we have true knowledge and true revelation,
我们必须节制。
We must have self-control.
因为这是主要我们在他的时候把这些话为着他的利益而交通出来的。
Because for the sake of the Lord, we can share this revelation and this knowledge.
我们要等候他的时间而来交通。
We must wait for his time to share.
并且我们的神也会帮助我们节制。
And our Lord will also help us with self-control.
我们会发现我们有了知识 是需要发表的。
We find that when we have knowledge, we must share it. We must express it.
我们需要传递的。
We must share it to others.
或者我们需要有述说它或者见证。
Or we need to speak of it or testify of it.
因为知识但我们不是全部存在我们身上就不讲出去了。
Because having knowledge is not just stored inside of us and we don't share it.
启示是给我们有更真实认识我们的主。
Revelation is for us to get a better understanding of our Lord.
我们许多都需要交通出去。
And we have to share these things out with others.
但是你会发现许多还是指我们自己知道。
But we find that a lot of it is still only what we know.
我们应该所经历的过于我们所交通的。
And what we should experience is more than what we have shared.
所以你发现知识是跟言语有关的。
And we find that having knowledge is related to our speech.
换句话说言语需要有节制。
In other words, our speech also needs to have self-control.
我们来看一些圣经好吧。
Let us read a few more Bible passages.
我们翻到诗篇第141篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 141.
诗篇141篇第三节。
Psalms 141 verse 3.
耶和华求你禁止我的口把守我的口把守我的嘴。
Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
箴言第十三章第三节。
Proverbs 13, verse 3.
谨守口的得保生命大张嘴的必致败亡。
He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction.
同样是箴言十七章二十七节。
Proverbs 17, verse 27.
寡少言语的有知识。
He who has knowledge spares his words.
这英文写得好，有了知识，你会寡少言语。
And in English it says, he who has knowledge will spare your words.
你的一个人越有知识，为什么会少言语？因为他发现他知道的其实不多。
And we see that the reason one spares his words is he has knowledge because he understands that what he knows is truly not a lot.
只有一个知道一点点，以为知道全部，他很多话。
It is only one who knows a little bit, they think they know a lot, they will have a lot of words to share.
翻到新约的雅各书第三章。
Let us turn to James, chapter 3.
新约的雅各书第三章第一、第二节。
James chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
我的弟兄们不要多人做师父因为晓得我们要受更重的判断原来我们在许多事上都有过失若有人在话语上没有过失他就是完全人也能勒住自己的全身
My brethren, let not many of you become teachers knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment for we all stumble in many things if anyone does not stumble in word,He is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body.
刚刚我们读的诗篇与箴言。
Last time, we just read Psalms and Proverbs.
他可以说禁止口把守嘴谨守口寡少言语都是节制。
And here we see we must set a guard over our mouth and keep watch over our lips and again guard our mouth and we must have spare our words. And we see that this all has to do with self-control.
你会发现这些话就是要我们学习言语的节制。
And we see that this is telling us that we must have self-control over our speech.
你要知道这实在不容易。
And we must know that this is not easy.
对吧这个我们一有不爽就骂人。
And when we are not happy, we become angry at someone.
我们骂人还骂越亲近的人骂得越尖锐。
And the closer someone is to us, the more angry, the more we yell at them.
如果对我们有利益的人我们背后骂他。
And if there's someone we're not as familiar with, we are mad at, angry at them behind their back.
这不简单啊言语要受节制不简单的事。
So for us to have self-control over our speech is not an easy thing.
So 我们求主怜悯我们，真的在这件事上要开始学习。
So may the Lord have mercy on us that in this matter of speech we have to exercise.
我今天只愿意交通一件事情。
So I just want to share one aspect today.
就是不要说谎言。
And that is not to speak lies.
我们要问什么是谎言。
We need to ask, what are lies?
我们今天还有 white lie 的 white lie 我中文不知道叫什么了反正呢就是和善的谎言
And today we also see there are white lies
反正谎言就是谎言
Regardless, lies are lies
什么是谎言
What is a lie?
第一个不真实的话
First is when you speak untruthful things
没有照着事实讲
And not spoken according to the facts
或者我们隐瞒一些事实
Or we have covered some of the facts
第二个谎言乃是加了我们的意识我们自己的意识加进去。
But lies are also if we add our own meaning.
我们记得我年轻了这个可能你们年轻人也玩了这个就是传话告诉十个人告诉第一个人一句话然后传到第十个人回来那句话完全变了。
When I was young, we played the game of telephone where you would pass a phrase.Down a line of 10 people, and then by the last person, we find the phrase is completely different.
为什么会完全不同呢?
Why is it completely different?
因为一个人一接收了一个信息，他加上他自己的理解，就自己解释的来讲这句话。
Because once one person receives a fact, they add their own opinions and own thoughts to it.
这个是谎言。
And this is a lie.
因为是把自己的意识加进去了。
Because you add your own understanding to it.
没有照着事实讲。
And you do not speak on it according to the facts.
第三个。
The third point.
乃是讲夸大的话。
And it's when we exaggerate.
十个人我们说三十个。
There are in fact only 10 people, but we say there are 30.
或者这个是五十块我们说二十块或者说七十块。
Or if item was $50, we say it's $20, or we say it's $70.
我们夸大和或者减少都在乎我想带出的目的。
Whether we exaggerate something is larger or something is smaller, it's all because we have a purpose behind it.
或者在乎我在对谁说。
Or perhaps it is to who we are speaking to.
反正就是为着我的利益。
But regardless, it is for my own purpose.
是为着我想达到对我有益的目的。
It is forthe purpose for my own benefit.
我就很简单讲一个关于这个谎言的事。
So I will speak simply on this matter of lies.
我们就看到要学言语太难了。
And so we see when we have to practice exercising speech is so difficult.
所以我们需要这些都是知识知识来了我们的言语要发表必须要节制。
Because when we receive knowledge,When we speak this out, we must exercise self-control.
So, 在林弟兄的交通里面，他说这个要严格的学。
So, in Brother Nee's sharing, he said we must strictly practice this.
这个很难的，我们肉体绝对不愿意做这个。
This is very difficult. Our flesh will definitely not want this.
我们只有因为要神的利益能够越过越被发表，我们才会来学这个。
But only because we want the truth and purpose of the Lord to be shared, then we will exercise this.
雅各书这里第三章说
James 3 tells us,
他说不要多人做师父。
Let not many of you become teachers.
我们今天啊，一个人如果这个是一个没有，这个人是如何啊，都从他的话里面知道的。
And we know how a person is by the words that they speak.
如果一个人的话言语不约束，最容易显出来的就是当师父。
If one does not have self-control over their words, the easiest way to tell this is when they are being a teacher.
因为他喜欢教训人。
Because they enjoy teaching others.
他喜欢给人家出计谋。
Because they enjoy
giving
ideas to others.
他认为他要证明给人家知道，我知道。
And they want to show others that I know.
我有个同事，他只要我们在讲话，他走过来。
I have a coworker that as long as if we are talking and he walks by.
他一听到一个题目，他就开始接下去讲。
If he hears a topic, he will continue sharing his opinions on it.
从此整个组里面不管多少人都没法接口了。
And no matter how many people were talking in that group, he is the only one who speaks.
他给人看到他很博学。
And he wants to show people that he is very knowledgeable.
我们今天哈，我们对主稍微有点认识，也要告诉所有人说，哎，我真的很多东西我都知道。
And when we have a little bit of understanding of the Lord, we want to share with everyone. Look at, I do know a lot about the Lord.
一个爱当师父的人，就有很多话讲。
And one who wants to be a teacher has a lot of words to say.
我们总有对某些东西我们有很多话讲。
And for certain things, we do indeed have a lot of words to say.
所以刚刚我们读雅各书哈，他说一个人能够勒住他的舌头，他就勒住他的全身。
And so we see in James that one who is able to restrict their speech is one who is able to bridle the whole body.
换句话说，他能够约束他的话，他这个人就是一个有节制的人。
In other words, this person is able to self-control over their word. This is one who has self-control over their life.
所以我们在主面前需要有个祷告。
So when we come before the Lord, we need to have a prayer.
就像大卫的祷告。
Just as David prayed.
耶和华啊，求你禁止我的口，把守我的嘴。
That the Lord will guard my mouth and watch over the door of my lips.
你要知道，我们天性就是爱讲。
You know, by nature, we enjoy speaking.
我常常看一些年长的弟兄，讲讲讲，突然间停掉。
I see some elder brothers, they talk a lot, and then all of a sudden they stop.
因为圣灵提醒他说该停了。
Because the Holy Spirit has told them it's time to stop.
这个叫节制。
And this is self-control.
这不是人的说，哎，我读过了，现在要想过才要讲话。
This is not man saying, oh, I read it before, I must think before I speak.
那是我们外面在，是外面学的。
This is what we have learned outwardly.
我们要从里面学的。
But we must also learn this inwardly.
常常学习听圣灵对我们的禁止。
That we frequently listen to the self-control from the
Holy Spirit. 这个讲到言语的话，就是在言语上有节制。
So when we speak about speech, it is that we restrict our speech.
圣经告诉我们说，人心里所充满的，口就说出来。
And the Bible tells us that whatever is in our heart, we will speak it out.
人的言语表明他的心。
And so our speech shows the condition of our heart.
人的行为还不够代表这个人。
Because man's actions is not enough to show the heart of this person.
但是人的言语就是很能够代表这个人。
But the speech of a person represents the condition of their heart.
所以我们求主，我们祷告求主禁止我的口，把守我的嘴。
So we must pray to the Lord that He guards over our mouth and He keeps watch over the door of our lips.
还不够，我们还要加一个祷告。
It's not enough. We need to add another prayer to this.
我们求主保守我的心胜过保守一切。
We need to pray to the Lord to keep our hearts over everything else.
我真的要把守我的口，禁止我的口，把守我的嘴。更重要的，求主保守我的心。
I need to set a guard over my mouth and keep a watch over the door of my lips. But even more importantly, need to pray that our Lord keeps our hearts over everything.
所以我今天我的交通就是我们有了知识，我们需要有节制。
So today, my sharing is that when we have knowledge, we must add to our knowledge self-control.
这个节制乃是在我们言语的发表与动机上，我们要有节制。
And this self-control means that in our speech, we must have self-control.
我们有了知识，下一个操练就是言语的约束。
And so after we have knowledge, the next thing we must exercise is self-control over our speech.
顺从圣灵和他给我们的时间来发表。
That we listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit and speak according to His leading.
我再次说，这不是叫我们不再讲话。
This does not mean that we do not no longer talk anymore.
我们还是在讲。
We will continue to talk.
但是我们非常 alert。就圣灵在我们内心里面的禁止。
But we must be very alert to the restrictions of the Holy Spirit within us.
这个不容易学习。
This is not something that is easy to practice.
求主怜悯我们，恩待我们，帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us and give grace to us that we can learn this.
为着我们真的愿意神家充满了神的爱。
That the house of the Lord could be filled with His love.
我们愿意起来有这些的学习。
We are willing to rise up and have this learning.
我们真的求主纪念我们。
We pray that the Lord will remember us.
在这个时代最后的一个时刻里。
That in these end times,
许多人被主恢复过。
There are many who can be restored.
在不可能的情况里面被恢复过。
In these unfathomable conditions that we can be restored to the Lord.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
主啊，我们再次到你面前来。
Lord, once again we come before you.
主啊，我们切切地向你呼求。
We cry out to you.
主啊，我们真的越来越看见我们堕落的何等的深。
We see more and more how far we have fallen.
好像基本上不能够再被拔上了一样。
As if we cannot recover from this.
主啊，我们求你怜悯恩待我们。
Lord, we pray that you have mercy and grace towards us.
使我们真的许多人能够在这深渊里面能够再一次被恢复过来。
That many of us can be restored by your life.
主啊，救我们。
Lord, save us.
使我们能够走上这条路。
Deliver us that we can walk on this way.
给我们能够看到真的眼睛打开，看见你所要的。
That you can open our eyes to see what you want.
因着看到你所要的，我们起来回应你的呼召。
That by seeing what you want, we can rise up and answer your call.
使不可能的都变成可能的。
That even those that are impossible can be possible.
主啊，得着我们许多人。
Lord, obtain many of us.
为着你的家，为着你的见证，我们能够站立得住。
That for your house and for your testimony, we can stand firm.
我们能够成为你在今天这个时代可用的器皿。
That we can be a vessel that is fit for your use today.
主啊，纪念我们的心愿。
Lord, remember our desire.
得着我们许多人，全人归给你。
And obtain many of us that we can give our whole lives to you.
谢谢你早晨的时间。
Thank you for the time this morning.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.